IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoint.
Viewpoint.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Shaykh Rouhani are two special guest speakers for today's discussion. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the social functions of the month of Muharram and the ceremonies that are held for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. From one side, somehow we remember Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the sacrifice that he made and his companions for the religion of Islam and humanity on that time. And from the other side, we want to, establish a new type of a school of thought in today's world and somehow help the people grow in spirituality regarding their life account and their lifestyle. With the use and benefiting from the lessons that we take from Muharram, Ashura. Sayyid Mohsen, let's start with you. There are still so many people who doubt that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was after political power, so he went to Kufa in order to, the people pay allegiance to him. And that's why, for example, Yazid stopped him on the way in order to have his own power. I mean, the whole Muslim lands. This is really a simplistic look at Imam al-Hussein's revolution on that time. Imam al-Hussein's main message was to show the true reality and the truth about the kingdom of the Umayyads and the Umayyads on that time. And Yazid ibn Muawiyah, who was known to all the people around himself, nowadays is known to the world by his own action in that time.
You know, the reason is when we try to get the ma'rifah or to know a personality through the history books.
Yes.
This is what happened, what you said.
Yes.
Imam Hussein is not just an ordinary person. Mm-hmm. He was an authority by God.
Yes.
You know, especially when it is said that he's the master of the youth of heavens. It means that he's an extraordinary person.
Yes.
So in order to understand him, we need to ask someone who is like him. For example, let me just give an example for our youth if they're listening. For example, if there is someone who claims to be a doctor, who can verify?
Yes.
There are two ways. Number one, the university where he got his certification.
Yes.
He did his house job and all those. So they certified him to practice. Number two, another doctor who is of the same status. These two people can, authorize that, whether he is this or not, whether he has this status or not. Similarly, about Imam Hussein, the one who created him. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to refer to the Quran in order to understand Imam Hussein, where we have many verses and the narrations from the Prophet as well.
Okay.
On the other hand, because Imam Hussein is infallible, so we need to ask infallible.
Yes.
Another infallible, that who is Imam Hussein? So these two can tell us. And when we refer to the Quran, we have the verses over there.
Yes.
When we refer to the infallible, we see how Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that, for example, in Ziyarat al-Warisa, he says, "Assalamu alayki ya warisa Adam as-saffatillah." So he says that he is the inheritor of Adam, the Prophet Adam, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa. So when we look at the characteristics of these prophets, then we can understand who is Hussein.
Okay.
But as far as we are just referring to the historical books, that there was a battle, because history tells us that there was a battle between the Yazidi and Husseini forces.
Mm-hmm.
There were 72 people who got killed, martyred. And there were thousands of people.
Yes.
So these historical books, and on the other hand, we see many children of the Sahaba who were in Mecca, they didn't join Imam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So they refused to join. And also they did bay'ah with Yazid.
Yes.
Now there's a beautiful sentence from Maulana Maududi. Maulana Maududi, Sayyid Abul A'la Maududi, he says that many people ask me, that why Imam Hussein did not the bay'ah when all the other companions and the children of the companions, they did bay'ah of Yazid. And he says this is not the right question. The right question is that when Hussein did not the bay'ah, why others did?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the right way of interpretation.
As obviously, the Imam of the time.
Yeah, yes. Imam of the time, the authority of God. When he did not do it, why you submit to Yazid?
Mm-hmm.
So All these things comes when we try to understand a personality through the historical books.
Yes.
Historical books can tell us the facts, what has happened, the other things. But the ma'rifa of an infallible can be gained only through Quran.
That's right.
Which is the book of Allah or other infallibles.
Yes. And we know that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, according to so many ahadith, was killed by the dirtiest people on earth, okay, referring to, we can say, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, who is a disgrace and defame for not only the, we can say, that's right, even the Sunni brethren, when they get to Yazid ibn Muawiyah, they are quiet, they're silent. He did any type of violation against the Islamic rulings before martyring the Imam of his time, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Sheikh Rouhani, so many gatherings and ceremonies are held for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in today's world. What do you think the main content of this majalis must be? I mean, one part is shedding tears and masa'ib, and the other parts are the rational parts, you know, giving the people lessons, some lessons about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. How to spend time in, for example, this majalis of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and what this majalis must be dedicated to regarding the month of Muharram?
Yes. First of all, I think what matters most in this kind of gatherings is this, that this kind of gatherings should be a kind of reminding or remembering of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. This majalis should be majlis of dhikrullah ta'ala. And if in this majalis Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, and each one of us remind ourselves of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course the majalis will be showered by the blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main we can say, objective of the qiyam of Abu Abdullah Al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam was this, that he tried to attract the attentions of the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, what you see in Karbala, let's look at the event of Karbala. What happened in Karbala? Can you see any signs of the presence of God in the event of Karbala, particularly in the armies, Yazid's armies side?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. There's no God.
No.
If you feel that you are in the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can you shed the blood of a 6-month child?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible for you that in the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
you
shed the blood of an orphan, a baby, a 6-month-old, for example, baby?
Yes.
If you are in the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can you burn the places or the tents,
yes,
the tents of the Ahlul Bayt,
the
children of a prophet.
Yes.
So they were the children of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Okay.
If you know that he was the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can you kill them?
Mm.
How can you burn their tents? Is it possible? If Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi wa sallam, everybody knew that Abu Abdullah was the master of the youth in paradise.
Yes.
If you're really the worshippers of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you people who killed Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam, honestly, if you knew that he was the master of the youth in paradise,
mm-hmm,
can you kill such a person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only problem that we didn't see in the Yazidis, in the Amawids, let's say, rulings, there's not the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
There's no God. It really, honestly, if you go to the history, we see that the presence of God is completely forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
They just tried their best to achieve and to pursue their own interests, their earthly, worldly kind of benefits, interests, power, these sort of things.
They say that they claim to be a Muslim.
Yeah, of course.
So-called Muslim, but they act as Romans do.
Yeah, it is mentioned. Yeah. Look, what was the main objective of Umar al-Sa'd? Umar al-Sa'd's main objective was what?
Yes.
It is mentioned in the history.
Yeah.
Everything was earthly,
worldly. To reach the kingdom of Ray in Iran. They said
exactly.
that Ray...
That was the
reason. They asked him, why do you kill Imam Hussein alayhi salam? He says, Ray's garden in Persia has good grapes.
Yeah, that's it. That was the reason he killed Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. A completely satanic kind of interests. You know, unfortunately. So we see that we and the other side, in the sides of Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam, what we see is the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Look at in the last moment of the life of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, in Dhuhr al-Ashura, we see that Imam starts stand for prayer.
Yes.
While he was attacking from different sides.
Yes.
And some of his companions
were
killed.
He asked for a salat leave.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, and the enemy did not leave him, yes.
Yeah, what I think we Shia Muslims,
yes,
what we have the main responsibility is this, to introduce the Qiyam of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam just for Allah.
Mm.
For remembering Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Revive salah.
Yeah, to revive.
Yeah. Yes.
If you remember Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never commit sin.
Mm-hmm.
You will never commit crime. Yes. You know? That is why I think the majalis of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, first and foremost, should be a kind of majlis in which we just remember Allah
for the sake of Allah. So sometimes we see the people are so much busy with holding majalis, they forget, for example, salat on time.
Unfortunately,
exactly. Or prayer on time. They replace somehow Hussein with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their majalis. But they say all the qiyam of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was, as I said, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establish salat for humanity in general. You know, these are two important things, the haqqullah and haqqun nas, okay? The things that are important. So to revive the sunnah of salat and to revive humanity. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was after decreasing this, the gap between the kingdom of the time and the social classes of the time, because he could see that the people are living in poverty. But the green dome and the green palace of the Umayyads are living life in luxurious life on that time, busy with their monetary and materialistic world. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was this, helping the poor. We can say, that's right, helping the needy, doing infaq, all this, even humanity, you know. So many years before that, Imam Ali alayhi salam helped the Umayyads army to reach the water. Nowadays, his son was prevented from reaching the water. By the son of whom? By the son of the person who was saved by Ali ibn Abi Talib. Okay, Yazid ibn
Even when Hur stopped the army of Imam Hussein, Imam Hussein has given the water to the army.
Yes, on the way. The horse.
Yes, even to the horse. And the last man, you know, he had 1,000 people in his army.
Yeah.
And the last man, he said that he was thinking that I wouldn't reach to the water. No one will give me the water.
Uh-huh.
And when the cloud, when I went forward, when I reached to the tents of Imam Hussein, I saw that Imam Hussein himself is carrying a pot
of
water.
The flask of water, that's right.
And he offered me, and not only me, even to my horse.
Horse, yes.
And then we see that in Karbala, in land of Karbala, when it is time for the enemies, they stop water, and they stop them from the water for 3 days.
Yeah, that's
And
right.
they killed everyone with the thirst.
With the thirst, that's right. Okay, that's right. May Allah curse the enemies of Hussein, and may Allah revive the true majalis held for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the lessons that we can take from the month of Muharram and the story of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners. Do not forget us in your majalis held for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the month of Muharram. You can also refer to our Husseini programs in the month of Muharram at Call of Islam Radio, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. يقولها لنا
شفعة أنا لها